This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 21st, 2023. The Mets and the Guardians were rained out yesterday in Queens, and so I don't have a ton to talk about. However, I'm going to call this podcast episode A Tale of Three Tweets. So I am somebody who trolls Twitter a lot, retweets a lot of stuff, doesn't tweet all that much stuff, though. But Friday night, I tweeted three Mets-related tweets in a row, and I had three very different reactions to these tweets. And maybe this is interesting. I don't know. There's been a lot of rainouts so far this year. Got to fill some time. The first tweet was after Pete Alonso hit the game-tying home run, game-tying grand slam, I should say. And I got a GIF from the movie Rounders of John Turturro saying, "Pay this man his money." If you've ever seen that movie, you know it sounds something like, "Pay this man his money." Oh, God, I can't even do it. It's John Turturro does the worst Russian accent of all time, and I just did the worst attempt at doing John Turturro, John Malkovich's. Why did I say John Turturro? John Turturro's also in that movie. John Malkovich is the one who has the Russian accent and says, "Pay the man his money." Anyway, Rounders, really underrated sports movie if you consider poker a sport, which you shouldn't. Everything is wrong with what I'm saying today. Goodness gracious. Anyway, "Pay that man his money" was the tweet, because the Mets should extend Pete Alonso. Everyone knows this. I thought, clever idea, pairing Rounders with the Mets. I've seen that GIF used number of times on Twitter. Got one retweet, I believe, and three likes. That was the last one. Let me actually double check these numbers so I have them correct right now. Yes, one retweet and three likes. Which, you know, that's sort of about where my tweets usually land. So then I tweeted a very sincere tweet that SNY had tweeted out a compilation of Gary Cohen's three big calls from the game. The first being the game-tying grand slam. The second being Francisco Alvarez's game-tying single in the 10th. And the third being Francisco Lindor's game-winning single in the 10th as well. And it was the booth cam that they tweeted out, what with Ron and Gary. And so I tweeted out, "Not only is Gary Cohen the best in the business at actually calling baseball, but he's so clearly one of us." So I think it's true, man. I think what I love about Gary is when you listen to him, he's a pro. He is not a Mets homer in the sense that he excuses their bad decisions or can't get down on this on the front office, whatever. He's a very honest fan, but he's totally a fan. And you when you watch him go crazy at the end of this game, you can't help but remember, like, oh yeah, he is one of us. Anyway, this tweet, for my standards, blew up. 20 retweets as of this morning, 389 likes. But that wasn't the best tweet I did. The best tweet I did was the next one, which is people were making lots of memes of Ron sitting there looking very sort of stoic, looking at his monitor, and Gary is just freaking out at the end of the game. And so I used Photoshop to put Ron is saying, "I'm going hungry," and Gary is saying, "Going hungry." It's a reference to Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog, the Pearl Jam Soundgarden supergroup formed after the death of Andy Wood from Mother Love Bone. You all know Hunger Strike, whether you know it or not. It's a very, very famous song from the early 1990s. I thought this was the funniest thing I've ever tweeted. 155 people liked it, 22 retweeted it. But that Gary Cohen one, the sincere one that I didn't think was saying anything all that big, really resonated with people. And so I've just been thinking about this, sort of why talking about Gary Cohen in this way has got people so, people agree with it so much. And I think it's because the last week of Mets baseball has been so good after a few weeks of it being so bad. I think I could have tweeted this exact same thing a month ago, and it would not have done the numbers it did. I think I could have tweeted this exact same thing on equally epic Gary Cohen calls, and it wouldn't have been as popular as it was. I think it's the combination of Gary walking with us through the lows and then these extreme highs. I think it's the only time that this tweet would have been the most popular of those three tweets. It's really not about how good these tweets are. I like them, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just interested in the fact that Mets Twitter oftentimes goes for the funny or the self-deprecating or the gloomy, but or the critical. And the Pete Alonso one was critical. The Hunger Strike one was funny. The Gary Cohen one was sincere, and that's the one that popped off. And so I'm just commenting on how I think that's interesting. When you have to do one of these every day, folks, sometimes you have to make these decisions. So, let's call it a day. Mets playing a doubleheader today. Scherzer and Verlander going. Should be a fun day of baseball, hopefully. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianIsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.